Seven, okay. Agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on amendments to the personnel policies by Monica Wheelis, Human Resources Manager.
I'll try being a little more exciting than John's review, but it's still quite lengthy. Each year we conduct a review of the personnel policy manual to see if there's any changes that we need to make based on laws or trends or changing technology, that type of thing. And although we provided the details with your board information, we wanted to briefly go through the major changes. We're changing the entire book to a certain extent. We're taking anything where we've had Brazos River Authority, once it's introduced in a policy, we're going to abbreviate it to BRA. That will shorten the policies, make it a little bit easier to read. And so we're going to make it consistent for that purposes. And we went through and made sure we formatted it correctly. So for the purpose of the policies, we are putting out an entire new book. I'm going to go through the major changes and then the other more cosmetic. So the first policy that we changed, we added a general statement to the purpose of the personnel policies, which provides employees the potential consequences if they don't adhere to the human resources policies. The HIPAA policy was revised to refer employees to the BRA intranet website for the most current version of the HIPAA notice. That changes on and off, and it's just nice to be able to change it at the time that we're required to. Changing technology necessitates that we add language to the personnel cellular phones and PDA policy to ensure that employees understand that doing anything excessive on their cell phones during the workday is not permissible, texting, talking, that type of thing. The nepotism policy was revised based on the suggestions by our prior internal auditor to clarify relationships and mandate segregation of duties. The driving record policy and the vehicle insurance policy were updated to include a written requirement that employees who drive for the BRA must maintain liability insurance. Although we have a policy that states an employee must follow all laws and regulations, it didn't specifically say you need to have the required mandated insurance. So we wanted to make sure we put that in writing. We revised the categories of employment policy to reflect appropriate terminology and changes in practices, and we moved the classification of employees' language to its own policy. We updated the on-call and call-out compensation policies to reflect the change to our processing and payment dates as a result of our change to ADP, our new payroll processing system. The language in the employee suggestions policy and on-the-job injuries policy were changed to mirror the health and safety procedure. There were some discrepancies, so we just wanted to make sure that everything was consistent. And for clarity, we moved the majority of the workers' compensation-related information from the on-the-job injury policy to the workers' compensation policy. The weapons policy was updated to reflect the changes in the law and to clarify when an employee may possess a weapon on BRA property. We updated the disciplinary actions policy to better reflect our current disciplinary process, and we added the major offenses to the suspension following indictment policy to maintain consistency with our policy 10.01, which lists out the most of our disciplinary actions. We revised the required attendance at seminars, conferences, and the general travel and expense payment policies to correctly reference the travel and business meeting procedure. Auto allowances were rolled into salaries sometime during last year, so we deleted the auto allowance policy. The flexible benefits plan policy was updated to reflect the maximum annual allowable amount, which is now $2,500. We had it at $5,000. And also we added that the flexible benefits plan document is on the BRA intranet website. It's an entire booklet, and so it's just more cost effective to put it on the intranet. The workers' compensation policy was revised to include language moved from the on-the-job injury policy, and we also clarified the employee's responsibility regarding their voluntary insurance premiums while they're out on leave. In an effort to preserve the sick leave pool for employees who have catastrophic illnesses or injury and do not have another form of compensation. We made a couple of changes to the sick leave pool policy as to when employees may receive hours from the pool. The first change was to disallow employees time from the pool if they are currently receiving workers' compensation payments, because at the end of the day, they are receiving some form of compensation. And the second change was that we added a stipulation that employees must be on leave for 15 days before being eligible to pool hours from the sick leave pool. What we were finding is employees understood that if they went out on leave, they didn't have to save any of their own PTO time, because immediately sick leave pool kicked in. So this puts a little bit of burden on the employee to maintain a balance for the just in case. We changed the FMLA policy and the FMLA military exigency leave policy to provide only the very basic information about FMLA in a policy format. And then we refer employees to the FMLA procedure, which will be easier to read and more detailed information about applying for FMLA. We changed the injury leave policy to refer employees who are injured on the job to the workers' comp policy for additional information. And we added the provision that an employee will not be paid for holidays if they are out on leave and not receiving compensation from the BRA to the general policy on holidays. And that was... those were the major changes. Are there any questions?
Is our entire manual on our website?
It is. We provide it in a written format, but it's also on our intranet, not the external, but the internal employee website.
Oh, okay, so the general public can't access it, or an applicant could access it would be through making applications.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Any other questions?
Any questions? Okay. You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Sir, I have not read the resolution. Thankfully, I did not have to include that all in a resolution this time. But so this time, since we're replacing the entire document, that will be attached to the resolution. So our resolution is short and sweet. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the revisions to the Human Resources Policy Manual to be effective November 1st, 2013, as presented at its October 28th, 2013 meeting.
Thank you. I've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So
Richard? Gary? Okay. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Venice?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Okay.